And is this on already?
Yeah, I just turned it on.
Alright, so Judy.
Oh, turn it on?
The little town here is called North Washington, does that sound right? Because I think that's where the restaurant was that I used to go and meet my neighbor.
You're from around here, North Washington? Does that ring a bell? I don't know.
Name of a restaurant?
No, a town.
Oh, it was
over by, my dad lived in West Sunbury.
Oh, I got it.
Butler County. And I think the town was North Washington. I was trying to think of where the restaurant was.
Sorry.
I'll just say nearby campus here.
And you can always, you know, if you flounder or whatever, we can edit that out. So don't worry.
Okay.
It's not live to be here.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, so we're all recording and then Judy and I are going to split. So whenever you're ready to start. Today is Wednesday, February 24th, 2016, 11:12 in the morning. We are at the Slippery Rock University Archives located in Bailey Library at Slippery Rock University of Pennsylvania. This is an interview with Mr. Bob Jones, the original Rocky the Rock mascot. My name is Andrew Hill. I'm the interviewer and intern at the Slippery Rock University Archives. Good morning, Mr. Jones. I will be asking you some questions about the time you spent as a student and mascot, Slippery Rock. Let's start out with some biographical information.
Okay.
What is your full name and date of birth?
Robert Scott Jones, August 21st, 1960.
And where are you originally from?
I was born in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where I reside now, but grew up in State College, Pennsylvania.
Switch over to Slippery Rock. What years did you attend Slippery Rock State College?
I started in the fall of 1978 and graduated in the spring of 1983.
What made you choose to seek an education here?
I was living in Indiana, Pennsylvania, where I graduated from high school. Knew that I wanted to go away from home to go to college, but not too far. So Slippery Rock fit the geographical location for me. Plus, I wanted to be a phys ed major. Slippery Rock was very well known for that. I was interested in being a student athlete, and sports reputation at Slippery Rock speaks for itself. And my father at that time was superintendent of schools at a high school in nearby Montauk High School in Butler County. So I got to be close to family as well.
What were your first impressions of Slippery Rock?
The campus was just really beautiful. I liked how it wasn't all squashed together in a city or a big town, but yet the smallness of the downtown was a nice small town campus atmosphere. But I think what really struck me was when I visited and met with the tennis coach, some of the people in admissions, just how friendly and family-oriented the university seemed. Everywhere you went, in every corner of the campus, it just felt very comfortable.
Let's talk about the Rocky now. How did you come up with the idea of for Rocky mascot?
Well, as I mentioned, I grew up in State College, Pennsylvania, and my family had season tickets to Penn State football since I was 2 years old. So grew up watching the Nittany Lion mascot. So as a small child, not knowing fully what was going on the football field, my attention was always drawn towards the Nittany Lion mascot. So when I came to Slippery Rock and attended my first game as a freshman, I was very disappointed to find that there wasn't a mascot at that time. So I had mentioned my father lived nearby, so we would get together on Wednesday evenings at a nearby restaurant. And I mentioned to him that one of my first impressions was, well, there wasn't a mascot at football games like I was used to at Penn State. Because I guess I just assumed that every school had one.
Yeah.
And he looked at me very seriously and said, well, why don't you create one? Right there on a restaurant napkin, redrew what we thought would be a unique mascot that still captured the unique name of Slippery Rock State College, and having something sort of unique, something different that wasn't a run-of-the-mill kind of a mascot, but yet something that we could have fun with and that people could identify with. And I was thinking back to my days watching Nittany Lion. I wanted other children to say, hey, I can identify with that rock, or I can watch what he's doing, even though I may not understand what's going on the football field or the basketball court, or even when there was lulls in the action.
So you said something about you wanted, your reasoning for choosing the mascot to be a rock was because you wanted something unique?
If you look around at where Slippery Rock has gained notoriety from an athletic perspective, University of Michigan, as everybody knows, was announcing the Slippery Rock scores, and so Michigan became kind of the big sister school because of that. University of Texas had the same affiliation where they were announcing Slippery Rock scores. And on ESPN on Saturdays, when they would go through the major college football scores, they would always include Slippery Rock at the end. So you had national notoriety because of the unique name of Slippery Rock. So my goal was to establish a mascot that was as unique as the Slippery Rock name, so they would fit together.
And how did you come up with the design for the costume?
We drew it on a napkin at the restaurant, and we wanted something that was neutral gender, not male or female, thus the lack of facial features. You know, with just the eyes, people could interpret whatever they wanted to about the mascot, and its emotion came from the motions that the mascot made as opposed to its facial features. So Slippery Rock was always known as the rock, so the rock is where we wanted to do something that was a rock, which was obviously very, very unique. So we drew what that kind of looked like, gave it some dimension, took that drawing home to my mother, who was a very good seamstress, and basically told her that she had to create it. And she did a wonderful job with it.
I'm from around the State College area, so I kind of understand where you're coming from with like the school pride and stuff. And that was something that you wanted to bring to Slippery Rock, because like they didn't have a mascot beforehand, and you felt like that would be something that would be beneficial to the university.
Absolutely. Growing up around Penn State University athletics, the Nittany Lion mascot was recognizable with every function in every area of the university, not just sports. So I wanted to bring something, as we said, that was unique, but yet was identifiable to what the image of, I felt, Slippery Rock State College was at that time.
What football game did Rocky make his debut?
It was an away game at California State College, and nobody knew I was coming. Nobody knew I created the costume. We just made it very secretively, and I just showed up on the sidelines, much to the surprise of the cheerleaders, the fans, and the Slippery Rock band.
I was reading an article, and I think it mentioned that you kept your identity anonymous while being a mascot. And what was your reasoning behind?
That was very important to me, that Rocky had its own identity and not that of a student. So I wanted to be Bob Jones, the student, but I wanted Rocky to be the mascot and not have any blurred lines in between the two. And I think that it added to the mystique of it, that nobody knew who it was. Just like showing up and nobody knew I was going to be there, I wanted there to be the mystique of who is this and what is that, and didn't want it to be me. So separate identities was the key there. And that's why Rocky never spoke either. All the communication was done with either body movement or hand gestures. There was never anything verbal. And I was never seen without the head of the outfit on.
So did the cheerleaders or any, like the band, anybody know that was you? Or was it just generally speaking, most people didn't know?
Most people did not know even through graduation, although a few key people obviously had to know. I was dancing with the band at halftime. They had a song where they danced. So I obviously would have to go and rehearse with the drum majors and the feature twirlers who I danced with. Some of the cheerleaders eventually knew, but they all knew that it was to remain secret, and they kept my identity very anonymous.
I knew Rocky was at a lot of football games, but did he also come out at different sporting events or university events?
One of the things I wished I could have done better was attend more sporting events. I primarily focused on football and basketball and then parades and large functions like that. But I was also a student athlete here too. So I was a tennis player my entire time here, and I swam for a short time too. So I had quite a bit of a time crunch there. So I did not get to attend as many events as I would have liked to.
What were your best and worst moments as Rocky?
My best moment was meeting my now wife of 32 years at an away game at Towson State College. But overall, I would say there was not a single best moment. The university afforded me so many wonderful opportunities and so many experiences of support, whether it was the president, Dr. Herb Reinhart, while I was here, or the band, or the cheerleaders, or even football players who were protecting me in times of peril at away games. There were so many of those things put together that I would say that my best recollection and best experience was just the sense of family, of unity, that we were really just one Slippery Rock State College athletic and mascot group, as opposed to just one single episode.
Is there anything that like you wish didn't happen while you were Rocky?
I think as a young man, 18 to 22 years old, we always do things that we look back and wish we wouldn't have done. And Rocky was kind of a mischievous mascot at times, so there were certainly some incidences where I look back and say, okay, maybe I could have done that a little better, or maybe shouldn't have pushed that particular situation quite as far as I did.
I understand you broke your ankle at a football game against Edinburgh. Can you elaborate about how that happened?
One of the things I used to like to do, and I did this, I think, very appropriately, is I would always steal a cheerleader from the opposing team, throw over my shoulder, and bring her over and have our cheerleaders kind of interact with them. We did it as a very, very playful thing. So, and I would always take the cheerleader then back to where I got her. So it was all on the up and up. So I had returned an Edinburgh cheerleader back to the Edinburgh sideline at a game at Edinburgh, and some of the Edinburgh band members apparently took offense to what I had done, and so they started chasing me. So there was at that time a track surrounding the football field, and they were chasing me. The Rocky suit, you can see that the vision is very tunnel vision and very limited. And there was a curb on the outside of the track before it went up onto the grass as you approach the stands. And I misjudged where that curb was and stepped on the edge of the curb and broke my ankle. And I had mentioned earlier that nobody ever saw me without the head of my outfit on. So my instruction to the ambulance crew was I had to be loaded inside the ambulance with the door shut before they could take the head of the outfit off, so nobody could see who I was. But it was interesting, then the following year, Edinburgh came here, and Edinburgh's band, who had chased me when I broke my ankle, invited me to participate with them during their halftime performance, which was very, very nice.
Was this like an often thing where you know, getting chased, like, because I've heard you say a few things, getting chased around stuff, was it just like, you know, things you would do, or, you know?
Watching the Nittany Lion, the Nittany Lion growing up was always moving, and you always were looking, okay, where is he going to be next? What is he doing now? So my whole goal for Rocky was to keep moving and keep interacting with people and things around sporting events. It was always very impromptu. So because Rocky had a very playful nature, I would always venture over to away stands, the away cheerleaders, the visiting band or anything like that, and interact with their fans on a playful nature. So like any college campus, and I went to a lot of away games, and I wasn't just a home mascot. I traveled on my own to the away games. So I was often in enemy territory, so to speak. So people would kind of reciprocate and try and get back at me a little bit, or chase me, or you can see there was the hat on the top. So it was always, people were always trying to grab the hat off the top, which didn't come off, obviously. So people were responding to me kind of pushing the boundaries as being the mascot.
And you mentioned earlier that no one knew that you were coming to the first game. Do you remember exactly when that Rocky became the official mascot?
Yes, it was about a year later when I started showing up at every football and basketball game. Dr. Reinhardt, who was the president at that time, came to me at a basketball game and said, "We want to know who you are, come to my office." So I showed up in his office as Rocky. I put the suit on, and at first he was a little agitated because I wouldn't speak in my outfit, and he kept saying, "Hey, we want to know your identity," and I would just shake my head no. So later that week, then I finally talked to him on the phone as a student and agreed to come and meet him in person. And that was when they developed their idea that, hey, we'd like this to be the official mascot of the college. And so that set the wheels in motion.
And I think you said earlier that you had a patent for the mascot, or?
The design was copyrighted.
Okay.
And so I signed that over to the university. So it wasn't a patent, but just a design copyright.
Okay. What would you want, the original Rocky's legacy to be?
Just that he was representative of the students, the administration and faculty, and all of the sports teams at that time. That people that were there during the time that Rocky was in existence could look back and identify with, yes, that was representative of my time that was there, the spirit that was Slippery Rock Athletics at that time. And also the spirit of the entire student body. I think that I'm very humbled today that people still remember. And the fact that we've come here today and put Rocky on display is quite an honor and just very humbling to me. So just the embodiment of what Slippery Rock was, I think is the legacy that should be Rocky.
Did you know the next person that did the Rocky mascot, or did you perhaps pass it down to him, or?
We went through a selection process where students had to apply, and I was on the selection committee for that. So ended up knowing both of the people, but that didn't have a bearing on who was selected. But being a fairly small school, I pretty much who people are on campus, so yes.
Do you have any words of wisdom for future students who are considered being the mascot for Slippery Rock?
Remember that you're representing the university and you're trying to embody not only the student body, the athletic team, the faculty and staff, but you're representing who Slippery Rock is totally. So make sure that everything that you do honors Slippery Rock and represents Slippery Rock very, very appropriately. Specifically as a mascot, as I said earlier, keep moving. Don't be seen without your head, and never speak. Be fun.
What is your reasoning for donating the Rocky costume and the accompanying scrapbook to the Slippery Rock University Archives?
I mentioned that I'm honored to be here and honored that Rocky that the university wanted to display Rocky. So I felt like it was an important part of Slippery Rock history, and it wasn't just me that, you know, and I said that I kept my personal life and Rocky's mystique and those personas separate. So I felt like it was, because Rocky was part of Slippery Rock, I felt like Rocky should be here at Slippery Rock and not in my closet in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Did you ever put the costume on after you had left the university?
Very sparingly. I came back for Rocky's 10th birthday, where my wife and that time our five-week-old daughter, our firstborn, we came up and there was a halftime presentation honoring Rocky's 10th birthday. And I put the costume on for the second half of that game, and then came back in year 2000. I was invited back for homecoming and wore it then as well. And when we put the year 2000 time capsule in place on campus here.
I've noticed you had a scrapbook. Was that something you did when you were here as a mascot, or is that something that you just did, you know, after you were done at the university?
My father was very into photography, and he was, being in public education, he was always very, very good at chronicling different events and things. So we started the scrapbook and related articles in an article scrapbook as well from day one, and just kind of kept building on it throughout Rocky's career. So at the end, we had a pretty good chronological record of events and things that took place.
When I was going through the scrapbook, I found an article, I can't remember what, I think it was like 1988, but it was something about someone from Slippery Rock University, and you had talked about the institution. I'm wondering how that, I'm not sure if it was from the Slippery Rock paper.
Ask that again, I didn't quite follow.
It was like...
This is an edit.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, you had talked about your time at the university, but I'm not sure if it was from the local paper or like another paper. I couldn't really figure it out, but you had talked about how you love Slippery Rock, and it was something about some guy saw somebody wearing like a Slippery Rock t-shirt on like maybe on a plane or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I should have looked that up a little bit better.
Okay. You would see people wearing Slippery Rock gear, like Terry Bradshaw from the Pittsburgh Steelers was photographed one time before a Super Bowl, I believe, wearing an SRSC hat. And even the band Kansas, on the inside jacket cover of their Left Overture album, one of the Kansas band members was wearing a Slippery Rock.
Wow, I did not know that.
sweatshirt. So often you would go around the country because you could buy different colleges gear on at different stores. So you'd have Penn State and all the other major colleges Slippery Rock was always tucked in there with all the major colleges, again, because of its unique name. So anytime that I traveled, I would often run into people that had Slippery Rock gear on, so you would have the instant connection. But I think that it just embodies what Slippery Rock was, and just the kind of the uniqueness and the love that people have for this school, and really what a special place this is.
I'm going to ask you, what are your thoughts on the mascot change?
This is a question that's been asked of me quite a bit. And I think that the university certainly has the right to change directions and do what they feel represents them and is in the best interest of the university long term. You heard me speak earlier a lot about the uniqueness of Slippery Rock, and the creation of Rocky was based around that uniqueness and matching Rocky's uniqueness with Slippery Rock's uniqueness. So the only negative thing that comes to mind to me is that Slippery Rock has lost a little bit of that uniqueness. We talked about Penn State. There's already
a lion,
pretty famous lion just right down the road. So I think that they've gone away from a little bit of the uniqueness. Obviously, since I was Rocky, I have a little bit of a biased opinion that wished it still was Rocky. But I think there's probably room in the future to maybe come to some type of a compromise that gets back to a little bit of the uniqueness of the university.
And it's a very unique costume. Did you ever have anybody from like a major news outlet or anything like that contact you about it? Because
absolutely. I was interviewed on ESPN. They did a telephone interview with me from my dormitory here. And then there were pictures were available through AP Wire Photo that showed up in USA Today and newspapers around the country of the Rocky mascot, particularly from the first time that Slippery Rock played at Michigan Stadium against Shippensburg. So it right away was very recognizable as a representative of the university, which was the whole idea behind creating Rocky in the uniqueness and something that was identifiable to the university, or at that time the State College.
Well, that's all I have for this, so.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm completely honored and humbled to be here, and that Rocky gets to be permanently displayed. It's the right
thing. Yeah, it's really cool.
It's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming in and bringing it. We really appreciate it. There's not another place in the world where something like that will be more appreciated and taken care of.
Perfect. Well, that's why he's here, and that's the perfect example of why it was the right thing to do. So thank you.
Okay. Well, this didn't really take that long.
You only threw me on the one question there.
Yeah, that was just, gathering my thoughts, so I wasn't sure.